Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome, everyone, to this Off the Cuff. I'm your host, Chris Martinson. It is Wednesday, October 9th, 2019. The market has just closed, and of course, it was a big up day. Well, sort of big up day in the markets, and of course, almost all of that upness happened overnight. That's where all the upness happens, and that's where the manipulators come out to play. So this is just absolutely, without question, the silliest, stupidest market you could ever find or hope for, but that's what you get after so many years of currency debasement, jiggering, finagling, lying, prevaricating, market stuffing, cramming, billionaire manufacturing, and other fraudulent activities by the central banks. And who better to discuss all that with us than John Rubino? John, hey, good to be talking with you today.
Hey, Chris. Yeah, it's good to talk to you, too. There's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, metaphysical question. When is a pipe not a pipe? When is QE not QE? That's the question of the day, because we got Jerome Powell coming out looking a little uncomfortable. I was expecting in his last conference for him to put his finger into his collar and ring it around a little bit as he tried to semantically parse out this whole idea that the Fed throwing $190 billion into the market and leaving it there in the past 6 weeks was not the same thing as the Fed throwing $190 billion into the markets and leaving it there. How do we make sense of this?
Yeah, well, first of all, I kind of like Jay Powell as a person. You know, he after three decades of Fed chairs who were kind of space alien like,
yeah,
you know,
they
just weren't regular people at all. They were hard to understand. And what you did understand of what they said was absolutely terrifyingly clueless. Now they put a guy who seems like a regular guy in there. You can understand what he's saying, and he displays humility. Mm-hmm. You know, he admits he doesn't completely know exactly what all of this stuff means. And yet he's stuck with the results of all these decades of horrendous financial mismanagement all around the world, but, you know, especially in the U.S. So I feel bad for him. Having said all that, he's trying to do what he can with really an impossible job. And he's most of what he's doing is verbal. You know, he's being forced to cut interest rates because the stock market flaked out. By the way, we're close to the 1 year anniversary of that stock market freakout. You know, towards the end of 2018, stocks just absolutely tanked and forced the Fed to agree to stop raising interest rates. And then later this year, they had to cut rates a couple of times. But Powell is saying, well, don't think of it as a rate increase. Think of it as a recalibration or an insurance cut or, you know, something like that. He's trying to avoid the sense that we've just got the pedal to the metal again. You know, we're going back to massive QE. And that now he, like you said, he's pumping huge amounts of money into the banking system, but he refuses to call it quantitative easing, even though what they're doing is buying securities in return for newly created cash, which is pretty much the textbook definition of quantitative easing. But the important thing is that this is just the beginning. You know, they're doing baby steps in the direction of aggressive ease again. But they aren't going to be able to stop there, because anytime they try to stop, the financial markets have a seizure. You know, think of the stock market and the bond markets as a heroin addict. And they're fine as long as they're high. But as soon as you take away the drugs, they collapse into withdrawal. And if you tell them, okay, here's a hit, but this is your last hit, you don't get any more after that, they freak out right away. You know, even the current high doesn't avoid the descent into withdrawal. And that's where we are in the financial markets now. Not only does the Fed have to ease, but they have to promise more ease in the future, or the stock market will collapse.
You know, absolutely. So let's talk about that a little bit more, because remember, we had that swoon in December of last year.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.